The CBS Radio World News Roundup is brought to you by Pan Am, the airline that serves 127 cities in 85 lands. Wherever you go, you'll know you're flying the best there is. It's a good feeling. Now the news.
Good morning. This is Dallas Thompson in New York with the CBS World News Roundup. The Vietnam War is being fought as usual today in Vietnam, but the future course of the war is being planned, if not decided, in Washington, as meetings on this increasingly grave problem continue at the highest level. We'll hear about them from Alexander Kendrick in Washington.
They are described as deliberation meetings, not decision meetings, but the White House talks on Vietnam held yesterday and continuing today and probably tomorrow are faced with the new and serious decisions President Johnson has warned of. Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield has put it into words by citing the American anticipation that the war may go on for 10 years. An increase in American manpower, some say up to 200,000, increases in air and naval strength, a call-up of reserves, a draft increase, and the tactics of how the new U.S. manpower will be used. These are the things Defense Secretary McNamara and Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge are believed to have brought up at the White House as the result of their five-day trip to Vietnam. And today, it's the turn of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Still, the enlarged American effort will not add up to an attempt to win the war, but only an attempt not to lose it. The critical summer is underway in Vietnam. Alexander Kendrick, CBS News, Washington.
American warplanes in Vietnam today flew closer than ever before to the Red Chinese border. Three F-105s bombed a highway bridge far above Hanoi and only 41 miles below the frontier. Returning pilots report that the bridge was destroyed. Railroad yards were also attacked. And there was a lot of ground activity today and a demonstration of some of the difficulties involved in that aspect of the Vietnam War. Murray Frompson reports from Saigon.
Convoys carrying fuel, ammunition, and food are rolling into Pleiku over Highway 19 for the first time in 2 months. The winding road is the only east-west link between the Vietnamese coast and the Central Highlands, but it has been virtually shut down by Viet Cong harassment. The result has been that all of Pleiku's supplies have been brought in by air when the monsoons lifted long enough to permit flying. Last week, 6,000 government troops moved in along the highway and reestablished security. Today, a military spokesman announced that a 98-truck convoy carrying more than 700 tons of supplies had arrived safely in Pleiku. The Highlands town is a major American base and long suspected as the key target of any Viet Cong offensive. The question now is, how long can the government afford to commit 6,000 troops for the protection of this one road? Murray Thompson, CBS News, Saigon.
Avril Harriman has completed his talks with Soviet officials in Moscow, talks that undoubtedly were going situation. We'll hear something more about those discussions in a few moments. Also in Moscow, 27-year-old Gerald Brook, a British schoolteacher, pleaded guilty today to smuggling anti-Soviet propaganda into Russia. He said he recognizes his guilt in connection with all the charges. Brook faces from 6 months to 7 years imprisonment. Rioting continued for several hours during the night in Athens as the Greek political crisis became hotter. One man was killed and his body was buried by police in secret. In hemispheric affairs, a new development, or perhaps we ought to say lack of one. For the second time, the Organization of American States has postponed its special Inter-American Conference in Rio de Janeiro. The meeting was originally scheduled for May and then for August. Now it's been delayed again, largely because of the still unsettled crisis in the Dominican Republic and a widespread feeling here and overseas that the less said about that, the better.
The time is 4 minutes past eight. Three airlines are flying a lot of jets to Puerto Rico this summer. One is the world's most experienced airline, and experience makes all the difference when you're on a jet trip. From the moment you board Pan Am in New York to your touchdown in San Juan, you'll enjoy the good feeling that comes from flying the very best there is. This summer, Pan Am will fly nonstop to San Juan as often as 9 times a day, the same number of flights coming back. And Pan Am has all kinds of fares for every kind of budget. There's First Class President Special with upfront seating, cuisine by Maxim's of Paris, and complimentary bar service, $222 round trip. Then there's Pan Am's thrift ticket for just $122. And if you're watching your vacation pennies, ask about a Pan Am 5 to 10 day thrift ticket, just $104 round trip. Whichever fare you choose, Pan Am gives you all kinds of easy ways to pay. Just see a Pan Am travel agent or call the world's most experienced airline at 973-4000.
The latest now on those just concluded talks by Averill Harriman with Premier Kosygin and other Soviet leaders. Walter Lister reports from Moscow.
Averill Harriman reported to President Johnson by coded cable last night on the results of his second meeting with Soviet Premier Kosygin. Then the roving ambassador flew off this morning for Bonn. Trying to remain inscrutable to newsmen, Mr. Harriman shied away from Vietnam, although further clarification of American intentions in Vietnam is believed to have been a major point of his sessions with Mr. Kosygin, both last Thursday and yesterday. The main accomplishment may be merely that the talks were held, the first high-level Soviet-American dialogue since American planes began bombing North Vietnam in February. Mr. Harriman would only say that he discussed various exchange programs. He said Soviet willingness to resume disarmament talks in Geneva next Tuesday is a good sign, an indication that the Russians are serious about negotiations. Mr. Harriman's alleged vacation continues now with stops in Bonn, Rome, Belgrade, and London before he returns to Washington in about 2 weeks. Walter Lister, CBS News, Moscow.
Today in the civil rights picture, a new and simpler literacy test for prospective voters goes into effect throughout Alabama to replace the questionnaire under attack in federal courts. At Baton Rouge, Governor John McKithen and other Louisiana leaders are supporting formation of a 40-member biracial committee aimed at cooling off racial tensions before they get out of hand. They feel a group of this type might be useful at such places as Bogalusa, where the mood remains rather quiet but still uneasy, as we hear now from Dick O'Brien at the scene.
The comparative calm that has settled over Bogalusa may have been explained last night. As the Negro daytime marches go on without any major incident, last night, 8 miles away in Crossroads, Mississippi, the Ku Klux Klan held an outdoor cross-burning rally. The leaders talked about what they call Operation Wink, meaning apparently to let the Negroes march and sing without hindrance, and perhaps the glare of national focus might dwindle. The Imperial Wizard of the Klan, Robert Shelton.
I think it has been thoroughly explained to you. When they do not have the gawky, bald-eyed Negro to stand before the TV cameras and pull off his baseball cap and say, this here where I got the knot on the head from the ball bat in Bogalusa. If this old sympathetic liberal and many well-meaning people that have been brainwashed just as you have here in America will send in donations, thousands of dollars upon thousands. And in all actuality, this is all that Martin Luther Coon and Scuttlebutt and the others are looking for.
Today, another scheduled march and talk of testing more restaurants for Negro service. Dick O'Brien, CBS News, Bogalusa, Louisiana.
Today in Washington, the House Agriculture Committee is sending a multi-billion-dollar farm bill to the House floor with an admission that it may raise bread prices by as much as a penny a loaf. Regarding proposed higher support prices on wheat, the committee majority says this would lower government costs but add about 0.7 cents to the cost of wheat in a one-pound loaf of bread.
Just for a while. Try the old world. Just for a while. Sleep in a king-size bed in an English castle. Breakfast in a French garden and pretend you're Josephine. Follow Caesar's footsteps through the Forum. Play darts in Boswell's favorite pub. It's all just hours away. Let Pan Am take you there. Pan Am can write you a ticket to any European city you like. And you'll have the good feeling that comes from flying the very best there is. The world's most experienced airline. See a Pan Am travel agent. Or call Pan Am. Do it now, before the old world gets any older.
See a Pan Am travel agent or call 973-4000 for details. Fly the world's most experienced airline. You'll have a good feeling knowing you're flying the best there is.
Enjoying a badly needed and richly deserved rest in Honolulu today is Mrs. Sharon Seitz. She's the 34-year-old Los Angeles widow who became the first woman ever to sail all by herself the 2,300 miles from California to Hawaii. Mrs. Seitz arrived last night in her 25-foot sloop, 40 days out of Los Angeles. She was in fairly good condition, although she broke her right wrist last week in some manner not disclosed, and her wrist was heavily bandaged. Mrs. Seitz said the main credit went to her sailing instructor, Al Adams of Los Angeles, who bought the sloop and rigged it. She has been sailing only a year. She decided to make the trip because she considered it a challenge, but she says she would never do it again. Her most frightening experience, said Mrs. Seitz, was 6 days of 65-mile-an-hour winds. I had to latch everything down, hang on for dear life, she said, and pray. Today in London, armed police raided two houses in London districts and detained two men in connection with the escape of great train robber Ronald Biggs. Both men were taken to a police station in South London near Wandsworth Prison. That's where Biggs and three other prisoners scaled the walls and disappeared exactly 2 weeks ago. Well, first it was dialing the time and then the weather, and pretty soon you could dial a prayer, assuming you needed one. Now it seems you can dial a politician. This is the latest wrinkle in Washington, where both parties maintain up-to-date tape recordings, which you can listen to at the drop of a dime. Today, for example, if you want to find out what the Democrats are saying, you dial 333-8260, and this is what you hear.
This is Public Affairs Radio in Washington. Following 5 seconds of tone, we'll have excerpts from remarks of President Johnson and Vice President Humphrey to the White House Conference on Education, and an excerpt of comments by Commerce Secretary John Connor at the opening of the Fair Employment Exhibit at the Commerce Department.
Well, after you've listened to the Democrats, you, of course, have to get a balanced view of things. So you dial 544-7272, and here come the Republicans.
This is RNS in Washington. Please start your recorder and set your level. This tape contains four actualities. A 1 minute, 14 second statement from Congressman William Ayers, A-Y-R-E-S, Ayers of Ohio, ranking minority member of the House Education and Labor Committee, describing the administration's poverty program as one created for purely political purposes.
There's only one trouble with dialing a politician. All you can do is listen. You just can't talk back. This is Dallas Thompson, CBS News. In a moment, the weather forecast for the New York metropolitan area.
It's 12 and one half minutes past 8. Planned anything special for tomorrow morning? How about flying to London with Pan Am? There's a jet at 10 a.m. that'll have you there in just 6 1/2 hours. And Pan Am's got two other nonstop flights later in the day at 7 and 8 p.m. London's a breeze on Pan Am. You'll read the papers, have a delicious meal inspired by Maxims of Paris, relax. Before you know it, you're there. Ask about Pan Am's low 14 to 21 day jet economy fares to Europe. And if you're planning on going on from London, a Pan Am ticket can take you just about anywhere in Europe. Coming home, Pan Am can fly you to New York from any one of 26 European cities. See a Pan Am travel agent or call 973-4000 for details. Fly the world's most experienced airline. You'll have a good feeling knowing you're flying the best there is. Looking now at the New York weather, the 8 o'clock temperature, 66 degrees, humidity 67%, the barometer reads 30.17 inches and steady, wind southwest at 7 miles per hour, the temperature humidity index 64. The weather in Central Park is sunny and the forecast fair, then clouding up late in the day. Highest temperature in the lower 80s, mostly cloudy and mild tonight. Lowest, 65 to 70. Considerable cloudiness, warm and humid tomorrow. Highest in the 80s. Precipitation probability about 10% today, 25% tonight and tomorrow. The CBS Radio World News Roundup was brought to you by Pan Am, the airline that serves 127 cities in 85 lands. Wherever you go, you'll know you're flying the best there is. It's a good feeling.